Morning. This is New Hampshire Today. I am Chris Ryan, and as we know, there are a lot of problems that surround us in our communities, in the state, and in the nation at this point in time. But it's very important that we address these problems and find solutions to them. And in that vein, we're honored to be joined right now on the program by Michelle Perkins. She is the president of New England College to talk about a partnership between NEC and Concord Hospital to address the workforce shortage in regard to nursing. Michelle, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Pleased you can be with us. So tell us a little bit about where this concept came from, and do you see this as potentially being, you know, a model for other institutions and also for yours in addressing workforce issues with programs that work both for the student and also for the entity?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it all came about originally. We had incorporated a goal in our current strategic plan. For some time, we have had the intention to launch a nursing program. And our AVP, Karen Scolfaro, came up with an idea of an integrated plan that would partner with a hospital. In this case, we're very pleased to partner with Concord Hospital, where the students would study not only in the classroom at NEC, but for this three-year program, would be in the clinical environment starting the summer after their first year. And so it really is immersive, it's collaborative, and the students actually earn as they learn. They will receive an LNA in their first year, and after they receive that, they would be employed by the hospital in that capacity. So it is hands-on, it's experiential, it's academic. It is, I think, a wonderful example of a seamless partnership between the academy and the professional workplace. And we can see this applying in other disciplines as well. So we're very excited about this new model. It really, I think, establishes potentially a new paradigm for higher education.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that because I think this is interesting in that realm where in the past there have been, you know, community colleges that have specific programs for LNAs, as an example. What is the difference between, you know, your program versus going to a community college program? And do you see a need in the COVID environment for a higher education four-year school like yourselves to adapt to meet workforce needs, and how do you manage that with your core goals?
Oh, well, absolutely. And this degree is a BSN, a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And they will also receive licensure to be a registered nurse in that process. So even though they will receive training to become an LNA, the ultimate goal is to be to receive the BSN and be a registered nurse.
Okay.
And I think that this is it is terrific for us, and I think it's replicable by other institutions at other hospitals. And it's a great way to combine classroom learning with experience in the workplace. And these students, when they graduate, will be employable by the hospital, and presumably they will all be employed by that hospital or, you know, have opportunities at other hospitals. But it really does address the nursing shortage by putting students directly into the healthcare environment.
We have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to ask a very big picture question right here. But what do you see as the future being for higher education, where there's been forced adoption as a result of COVID, where there's been a lot of interfaces used and video and all those elements of teaching, and things have changed to very much, you know, a Zoom world in higher ed. But there is a demand on the students' part to want to have a really good college experience. We also know about the cost side of things, right, and where things are and how people are struggling in on that side with debt, and what is the desire and ability going to be for folks to pay for higher education moving forward in the four-year college experience. So what do you see as being the challenges, and how do you address them for an entity like yours, a smaller, you know, four-year school?
Well, we grapple with the reality that students and families struggle to pay tuition every day, and we have developed many programs to help students and families address that problem. Our priorities are access, opportunity, and affordability. We believe, that said, that the 18 to 22-year-old's best experience is in a residential, face-to-face undergraduate environment. Obviously, Zoom is here with us for a while, and there's ways that we will keep Zoom or virtual teaching and learning in our environment even after COVID is over. There's some very good aspects to that. And, of course, we have online programs. Those are directed primarily to the adult learner. But what this new program in nursing offers, for instance, is students will earn as they learn. They will be eligible for scholarships from us. We are very generous in our financial aid programs so that we can keep their expenses to a minimum and make sure that they graduate without being burdened by too much debt or and that they have a job and they can hit the ground running.
Well, Michelle, we're up against the top of the hour. Thank you so much for joining us and appreciate your ingenuity in regard to this issue.
Well, thank you, Chris. Have a good day.
Michelle Perkins joining us here on New Hampshire Day, president of New England College.